Tuesday night, Oral of Dalit Kislev, Shmaitza Beis. We're going over a synopsis. We're in Perek Aleph. We need a Gemara Ksuvos. Okay, so Rova says that we're examining in Hamadir Yeshua Sheet that we said the Reisha. Rabbi Elazar's teretz is that the Reisha is Rabbi Yeshua, and therefore she's not Nehman. The father is not Nehman to be Moitzu the Ksuba from the Baal till he brings a riot at the Mumin, happened afterwards. And the Seifa that says the Baal has to bring the Raya and she could collect the Subba is Rama Gamliel. That holds like that in the first Perek when there's a question of Mumin. The Mumin being Pesach Pesuach, Olay Motzala Besula. So, and Rabbi Elazar says, Tavra Misha Shonazu Le Shonazu. Now, Rava makes a statement. Because what we have is Rabbi Yeshua. He examines Rabbi Yeshua. He goes into Rabbi Yeshua a little better, a little more. And he says that Rabbi Yeshua, we see that Rabbi Yeshua is not following Cheskos Aguf in order to be Motzi Moments. He says that's Dafka. Omar Rava, Leitem Rabbi Yeshua Lo Yozel Bozo Chazoka De Gufa Klal, Elik Lo Yozel Rabbi Yeshua Bozo Chazoka De Gufa, Hechadika Chazoka De Bamoina, Aval Hechadika Chazoka De Bamoina, Ozul Rabbi Yeshua Bozo Chazoka De Gufa, and it brings a Raya from the Beheres Kaidim Lusei Olovon, where the Tanakhama says Tomei, Rabbi Yeshua says Tohor. For all intents and purposes, he says Tohor, and the reason is because of Cheskos Aguf. Now, what is the Gemara? What is the issue with Rabbi Yeshua? What do we think? So Tosfos says, the Riamaskel Avol Hecha, Pirish Avol Gavdika Chazoka Acheres Kneged Cheskos Aguf. The statement we want to make at Rabbi Yeshua is that he's molded that Cheskos Aguf is stronger than other Chazokas and would trump any other Chazoka. It's just that Cheskos Mamon it doesn't trump. But otherwise it would. That's what Rava's point is. Not that he follows Cheskos Aguf. Why wouldn't he follow Chazokas learned out from a Pasuk in Chulin, Dafir Aleph? But the point is that Cheskos Aguf is stronger than other Chazokas. In other words, when the Gemara says, "Avolhecha deleka chazaka de b'moina ozel bosa chazaka de gufa," says Tosfos, "Pirish avogavdika chazaka acheres kineged cheskos aguf ki hocha." In our case, it happens to be that way. The beloved cheskos moment that the Baal has going for him, yesh chazaka acheres amideno becheskos pnuya, because you want to know if she ever became an eshesish, so she has. Vis-a-vis that question of Cheskos Pnuya. And now Tosfos explains the Dafka Kiga Cheskos Mamon lo Alima le Cheskos Aguf Kineged Cheskos Mamon. It's not so strong. Avalecha deleka Cheskos Mamon Alima le Cheskos Aguf Mishar Chazokos. The Eleka Shem Chazok Acheres Kinegdov, that's not what the Gemara is trying to prove. And what's the chiddush of the Gemara? Pshita does will bosu cheskos aguf kivin edover makhisha. Okay. Aye, what's the raya from the Gaon? If this is the case, then what's the raya from the Gaon? The Gaon is regular chazaka. Even though there's certainly something fishy within the Gaon case, as the Tanakhama says, Tome. In fact, Tosfos is going to ask in the next Tosfos, why do Rabbanan say Tome? So whatever the reason Tosfos gives is really going to be a Yeshua, is going to be Rava's reason for seeing a chiddush in Rabbi Yeshua, for seeing something about the power and the koach of the Cheskos Aguf. Because you see there's something fishy about that case. Tanakhama says it doesn't work. Takatome. So Tosfos says, the Lekosh of Chazok Acher is connected to my Yisrael Hashminon. Yeah. So when Rava brings a raya from the Mishnah, the Goyim, Ika Chazoka Acheres Kenegdo, Kamoish Alforish, I'll explain. The next Tosfos, skipping down to the next Tosfos, we're going to come back to this Tosfos, but we're going to follow the Shmaitz's order in the presentation of the Sugya. So he brings out the next Taisus, Safek Tomei. And Taisus says, since you're a bit of Tomei, time in the Rambon, and Damri Tomei. Maizlo Yaldin and Basel Chazov, the Darmin and Verkam with the Chulin, but on Milsa Dom Rabon and Uke Milsa Basel Chazov, who Maizlo Mikro. So why in the world is it Tomei? Why is it Tomei? Why don't you call Basel Cheskus Aguf? I'm just thinking, and the Cheshbrain is that Taisus said in the previous Taisus, why Rabba has to make a point of pointing out how much Rabbi Yeshua holds of Cheskus Aguf. It's like you say, Rabbanan don't hold like that, so that doesn't fly. Taisus doesn't hold this that simple. If Rabbi Yeshua holds like that, so presumably Rabbanan also holds like that. Like there's no reason why they should be chayling. Say that's why they're Tommy. We need a reason above and beyond all the svaros we said in Rabbi Yeshua to explain why Rava has to make such a comment. So that taka could be shot in why Rabbanan and Tommy. Taisus is not happy with that. He has to find like a new reason why Rabbanan say Tommy. That's another kasha which we'll get to, but Taisus doesn't answer that. Taisus' answer is that there's a sort of a cheskus tumma there too. What? What a cheskus tumma? The guy's the cheskus tara. You want to know if this is a nega? Is there a cheskus tara? So Taisus says he was tummy with a nega already. He had a different nega. So he is Cheskos Tumma. We assume he's Tumma from that Nega. And the something happened before he became Torah from that Nega. There's a Torah process. Before he underwent the Torah process, the second Nega popped up with its something. The first Nega he became Torah from. There's such a din. You can become Torah from one Nega while the second one's ongoing. But now, if the Suffolk is Noilat about the second Tumma, he's coming off of a Cheskos Tomei, not off of a Cheskos. He's not coming off of a Cheskos Aguf, he's coming off of a Cheskos Tomei. He's been Tomei because of the first Tumma. So now it's just a question. It theoretically went off, but it doesn't practically go off because we have the second Tumma right there. So that's what the Tanakhama holds now. And the mail of the Taisus before, okay, we'll leave it at that. That's what the Tanakhama holds. Now the Shmaitza is not happy. The Shmaitza says, I prove to you, and the parent Shmaitza, Dalit, or hey, whatever, that ain't this seems to be machzik in me'issa le'issa. That we could piggyback on one chazaka, let's say you have a suffix. I mean, mamish diskeh. I have a suffix. And it's in a state of tumor. It found her and him in a state of tumor. And that state of tumor, vaday, went off. We want to know if the second one went on, but now you can't use a cheskus tomei, a cheskus tire anymore, a cheskus aguf anymore, because that's been spoiled already.
But has it? If the first nega actually went off?
No, it didn't go off. It went off after the suffix was noiled. The suffix was noiled when it was on. This is called machzikin me'issa le'issa, even though it's a different type of iser, as the name indicates. Machzik and Mitzel iser, you can create a state of chazaka. In the case of the statement, the cheskus iser, and use it to create a state of chazaka for a second iser, even though the second iser is precisely that—a second iser. And the first iser went off. So that's. Well, it's a general cheskus adin, it's cheskus tumma, or cheskus tumma. In that case, it's cheskus tumma. By the, in over there in by the Nagon. It's a Cheskas Tumah. Okay, that's what Tosfos answers. So Rabbanan say Tomei because there's a Cheskas Tumah in such a case. And Yeshua says Tor. And Shmaya says I don't like that. Because I prove the Shmaitza hey or whatever it is, Shmaitza Dalit or hey, then ain't Machzikin Me'isal Issa. Nobody holds that Machzikin Me'isal Issa. You can't create a state of the status quo with a burnt up, used up, Oiskavetta Cheskas Tumah. We know it's not around anymore. We know it's not relevant anymore. You can't even use it. So now we're back with all the problems. What's special about Rabbi Yeshua? Why did Rabbi Yeshua have to bring a raya? Why do Rabbanan say Tomei? So the Shemaitza gives his own teretz to why Rabbanan. The Shemaitza gives his own teretz. What's the reason of Rabbanan? Why do Rabbanan say Tomei? He gives a very simple teretz. He says most of the time the beharis is before the seir lovel. That's what Rabbanan holds. So it's like ruba b'chazaka, ruba odif. Forget about mafzik and mitzvah. There's no second. It's a straightforward cheskas tahira, cheskas aguf. Really. So Tosfos answers my time of the Rabbanan because most times it's beharis kodmo seir lovel. So we take that on as a certainty, and therefore they say Tomei. It's like there's a cheskas tumah. Not Mechzik and Mitzvah Issa. It's Tomei. You never become Torah from it. Tomei. Okay. What does that have to do with the Gemara with Rabbi Yeshua? So that helps you for Rabban on why they say Tomei. How does it help you for Rabbi Yeshua with the... So now the Gemara is trying... So what is, again, what is the Gemara trying to show in Rabbi Yeshua about cheskas aguf? And getting back to the Gemara, what's the Gemara trying to show? Of course we hold of Chazaka. So Tosfos gave it... What?
Beats Rov.
Wait, when you see it beats... Okay. Yeah, but what is the Gemara... What is the Gemara trying to show? What does it need to show? So... Okay. Just trying to keep the Shemaitza's order. Okay. Again, Tosfos killed two birds with one stone. He said that by saying that the Mishnah Nagoyim is talking about a case where there was a previous tumah, and the subject was noiled at the time of that previous tumah. So now that the previous tumah went off, maybe we can still maintain a cheskas tumah. That would explain Rabbanon. And that would explain, if we're looking for Yeshua, that says, you go Moshe Cheskas Aguf in the face of any other Chazaka, except for Cheskas Mammon, so there in the gum, it's going in the face of a different Chazaka. It's going in the face of the of this Chazaka that is from the last night. So that all fits in. So what's the Shmaitz's problem, right? So Tosfos is good. Shmaitz creates problems by saying, first of all, I hold a Machzik HaMisul is. The Rash, I'm just trying to follow the Shmaitza. The Rash, in I guess in the Goyim, also says that Tosfos' case is too arbitrary. Talking about Tomei a previous time, the Rash doesn't hold it that. So we're back to the original question. Both questions. Why do Rabbanan say Tomei? And why does it, what are we trying to show in the Yeshua? What do we see in the Yeshua that they're trying to prove something from the case of the, from that case? What are we trying to show? What are we trying to. So first, he says, in the my time of the Rabbanan, he says, because most, it's like a rope. Harris comes before say a lot of them. What's the Gemara trying to show in the Yeshua? So now he goes off and he says, let's go to Nida the Bezim al Alf. Right? We know that something Tumah Bishus Hayochin Svenko Tomei. If you don't know that by now, we can pack our bags. So why does Tosfos say that according to Beis Hillel, if a woman sees dam, and there is a suffix when that dam left the makar, there is such a suffix. Beis Hillel, it's clear in the Gemara there, says, Dayan Shaiton Me'ikar Hadin. Just as you have to be machmir back as a chumrah. What happened to something? Tumi b'shul sayachid tzveikol tamei fek tosis. Why don't you say if it happened in b'shul sayachid, or maybe some whole habadi will always have a dinner b'shul sayachid. So what's going on? Why don't we just say tamei because of that? So the shmaitza wants to say a teretz. Shmaitz wants to say his own terence. He says, remember, you know Soita? Everybody remember Soita? Good old Soita. And everybody remember that we learn out from Soita that it's a bitumma bishul sayachid tzveiko tome. We also learn out from Soita that it's a bitumma bishul sayachid tzveiko tome even in the face of the chazaka. Because she's becheskes hetel abayla and what says the Shmaitza, Cheskas HaGuf, assuming and postulating that it's the most powerful of all Chazakas, except for Cheskas Mamon, but if it's the strongest amongst all Chazakas, right? So the Shmaitza actually wants to be Mechadesh, that we learn out from Sota, that's a mitumah b'shul sayachid tzveiko tamei. Even in the face of chazaka, that's only regular chazaka. But a super chazaka like Cheskas HaGuf, if that clashes with the din of a mitumah b'shul sayachid tzveiko tamei, the Cheskas HaGuf will win. The din that we learn out from Sota, that you don't follow chazaka, in such a case, a mitumah b'shul sayachid, is because regular chazakas. The Shmaitz is machadish. So now the picture starts to form very clearly. The Gemara, he brings out that the Marsha happens to ask in the Mishnah in the Gaon, why is the Mishnah in the Gaon saying wine about if it happened to Mishnah Sayachal and Mishnah Rabban? Why is that not a factor there? Why isn't that discussed? Why isn't there a machlokes from Mishnah and Gamliel? So he says this is the teretz because Cheskas HaGuf would blow away Sofik Tumma Bishul Sayachid Tzveiko Tamei. If you had a chazaka, the trick is to come up with a chazaka. But if you have a chazaka, that's not going to be a problem. Okay? So that's what the Gemara, so Kum Dechais, there's a built in raya from the Mishnah over there with the halva and the guy. By Nagoyim, right? There's a built-in raya that Cheskas HaGuf is stronger than other chazakas. And that's why we don't say so. Viktumah b'shul sayachid tzveiko tamei. And so that's what the Gemara is looking for. It's looking for that Cheskas HaGuf is stronger than other chazakas, and therefore it trumps even a Cheskas Pnuya, which is helping the Baal in the Mishnah and Hamadir. So it brings a right. That's what it's looking for. That the Shmaitz is okay with Tosfos, but that's what the Gemara is looking for. That Rava wants to make a statement that Rabbi Yeshua holds Cheskas HaGuf would trump Cheskas Pnuya if not for the Cheskas Mamon. Cheskas Pnuya is also helping the Baal. But whereas Tosfos learned his raya from the Goyim is because it's a case of Machzikin Meisel Leisr, so it's also stronger than any other Chazaka. According to the Shmaitz, is a little twist. The raya from the Mishnah in the Gaon is just that it's super chazaka because we don't care about something. Tumah b'shul sayachid tzveiko tamei. That's yeah. It's really simple. It's a different din. It's not the din of machzikin meisel leisr, but it's the din of that by Cheskas HaGuf you don't follow something. Tumah b'shul sayachid tzveiko tamei.
Everybody.
What? Uchli alma. Right. Why do Rabbanan say Tomei? A side reason. They hold its role that Beharis Kodmah will say a lover.
Haifa in an actual case, it would still be, she would still be talking.
Who?
What?
What do you mean, an actual case?
The woman in this case. She would still be becoming, even though she initially.
There's
had
too many cases. You have Hamad, there was a question of Mum, not of Tumah. You have the Mishnah in Goyim, which is man or woman. You have the woman in Nidah, that base of an Aleph, who's Tzodam. There, Me'ikar Hadin, she's Tohor Lamafreya. But Hillel Grada say, Lagabi Bailo, she's Tohor Lamafreya. Lamafreya. He doesn't have to bring a carbon or anything. We don't say that she saw Dom within the last 24 hours, maybe. But why not? Apparently a suffix is created. Apparently there's a suffix created. That's why that's why the Marshal wants to know, why don't you deal with something? There is definitely a suffix created. When did this Dom come out of the Makar? And apparently the time frame is one day. The last day. So we have a problem. So that shows that Cheskos HaGuf is stronger than other Chazakas. And you don't go so victim of the Tzvei. Okay, so that's where it all comes together. So we really, it's the same as Tysus, really. We're just substituting. It's the same as Tysus that the flow of the Sugya is. That we're trying to prove that Rabbi Yeshua holds of Cheskos HaGuf, and it's stronger than all other Chazakas, except for Cheskos Mamon. That's what the Gemara is trying to prove. So that's the same. That's the main sugya. The question is, what is it proving from? What is it proving from the case of the Nagoy, of the Nag? So according to Tysus, it's proving it. Of course, it's talking about Mitzik and Mitzik. And it's against the Chazaka, and that's the main thing we want to prove. And according to the Shmaitzer, we're proving it's the strongest Chazaka by virtue of the fact that it only blinds the Safek Tumah. You don't say something about that, and you don't say it's Tumah, we should say Yacha, that's more important.
It still might not beat other Chazakas.
What?
Might not necessarily beat other Chazakas.
Right. It's purely because you don't follow the din of Safek Tumah, we should say Yacha, Safek Tumah. Yeah, according to the Shmaitzer, it's not as smooth as Tysus, because you're bringing a raya that Cheskos HaGuf is stronger than other Chazakas, that it's special, it's stronger. It would even make somebody too much to say Yachet Tahar, that's how strong it is. But you're right, every individual case, you would have to determine how strong and what's strong, and should we allow this? Yeah, they would have that.
No other Chazakas trump Safek Tumah Rishus Yachid Tameh.
Right, only Cheskos HaGuf.
Like the Pnei Yeshua says, Rove beats Cheskos HaGuf, but Cheskos HaGuf is stronger than Rove. Even though.
I don't know if Cheskos HaGuf is stronger than Rove. That's not so clear. The Shmaitzer doesn't. Yeah, the Pnei Yeshua holds that Cheskos HaGuf is Motzi Mamon.
He brings that.
Even though
it beats Cheskos HaGuf, Cheskos HaGuf is still stronger.
Even though what beats Cheskos HaGuf?
Rove. You
have to
get one against
the other. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. He brings it.
I think that's Shmaitz Aleph. I think we
finished. No, he brings it right at the end of the one with the Rav is doing right now.
Brings one. Yeah, Adifalei Cheskos HaGuf.
It's exactly where they're
in the synopsis, I'm not going to say over that line of the Shmaitzer that he brings up the Yeshua. I said in the beginning, I said 2 days ago, the Pnei Yeshua's view here is that Cheskos HaGuf is the dominant thing, and that's what the Gamliel holds, and that's the Pesach Halacha. The Shmaitzer brings it in to show that Cheskos HaGuf even is stronger than Safek Tumah Bishus Hayochet Tzvekot Tomei. When you have a Cheskos HaGuf, saying Tohor, obviously. So you don't say Safek Tumah Bishus Hayochet Tzvekot Tomei. That's what he proves from Nida. That's how he answers Tysus Kashya by Nida. Why don't we care if what happened with Shusay Yachat? So why don't you say that Maker Adin, she's Tomei Meslech. So the answer is Cheskos HaGuf, you don't learn out from Sod. Which allows the Shmaitzer to use that Yisod here and now in Gemara. That's good what the Yeshua was coming to prove. And that's what he was coming to show.
Have the base.
Yeah. So that's ours. Bays, again, we look at the Gemara Ksubas. We'll only have time to learn the Tosfos that he brings down. Ayin Hayam and Bays, the Devir Maskel Avol. Devir Maskel Avol. The Tosfos where I jumped. It's the second big line of the Tosfos. Not the biggest lines on the whole daf, the whole Amud, but the middle bigger, but the second middle tier lines in Tosfos, the second line. From the first word on the second line. We go back to Nida. And we have Harechoser Lefanecha with the Cheskos Tumah of the person. Trumps the Cheskos Haguf, we'll call it, of the mikvah. At this point, we'll call it a cheskos agul. What?
Did I skip?
I don't know. Umiu Tamilari. No, I'm sorry. You're right. But here, you really do have the same thing. Okay, he just says it's two against one. You have the cheskos panuya. Oh, no, the same thing. You have the cheskos panuya with harimum lefanecha. You have the cheskos panuya. You have two things against the baal. Two things for the baal. Cheskos panuya and harimum lefanecha. So the baal has two things helping him. So even if not for the cheskos moment, he has. It's two against one. The baal has two things helping him. He has the cheskos panuya of the woman, because he's saying she was never an Eishes Ish, and the Cheskos Panuya backs him on that. And you have Harimum Lefanecha. Right now we'll call it a Chazaka D'Hashma. Then Tosfos speaks out,
so the tema
and,
is
and
what?
Don't Why think that you ignore the Harimum Lefanecha, because it's the Sheyos HaPleita of the Cheskos HaGuf, that says no mum. So that's what he brings down. That was my mistake. Okay, that's what he brings down from the mikvah. From the mikvah, that this combination that we take the cheskas, that we take harechosa lefanecha, and we take the cheskas tuma of the people, and we take the cheskas. We take harimum lefanecha, right? And we take the cheskas tuma of the toivlim, and we take the cheskas tuma of the toivlim.
Against the
Cheskos HaGuf.
Couldn't that still be?
I mean, Takashim Rambam Gamliel also. Why do you go against the Cheskos HaGuf? It's two against one. Tosfos asks it in the Rabbi Yeshua way, but the Chayra, I think he makes the point here.
Couldn't that be?
Well, he makes the point here that the Gemara could have. This same question is Sharon Rambam Gamliel that holds Lamaisa, you go against the Cheskos HaGuf. Why do you go about the Cheskos HaGuf? So he says you can, there's such a thing called Cheskos Pnuya Lav Klumhu. It totally disintegrates. It's not like you could hook up with Harechos HaLefanecha. So the Gamliel, Cheskos Pnuya Lav Klumhu neged Cheskos HaGuf. Okay.
But couldn't it technically still be a Cheskos HaGuf with the mikvah against the Cheskos HaGuf as well?
It's against that harechosel lefanecha. We have staring us in the face a mikveh that's chaser, and maybe we should go back in time and say we'll consider it chaser until such known time that we knew it wasn't chaser, that we knew biyadiyah wasn't chaser.
But I'm saying from the person who has a cheskos tameh, isn't that still cheskos aguf?
No, cheskos tum is a cheskos din. Cheskos aguf, we said, is something that there's a shinui in the guf, and therefore the psak of chazaka says there's no shinui in the guf. That's called a significant difference. But the cheskos tameh is a cheskos din. Your din's affected, not your guf.
Could the Rav say a couple of words about the teruts?
The Teretz of Tosfos.
It's a little mysterious. Yeah, I mean, it's a little hard to understand. It disappears. I mean, why exactly should that make it go away?
Teretz is clearly holding a Cheskos. Mikvah is not Cheskos HaGuf.
that word.
Yeah. The Shmaisa's answer is, what does he want to combine? He wants to combine the Cheskas Pnuya with our Echasa Lefanecha, with our Emum Lefanecha. Right? So he says, right, the Cheskas Pnuya is Loi Chashuv, Keneged the Cheskas Aguf. The Cheskas Aguf is so strong that it's not a question like, you know, you earn points and you say, well, Cheskas Aguf is mitigating this much. But Cheskas Pnuya is mitigating that much. And I mean, Chassel of Fenecha is mitigating that much, and usually two against one trumps. So we're saying no. That the.
There is no.
It doesn't exist. The psak doesn't exist. The din to follow Chazoka, maybe even by all Chazokas we'd say this. The din to follow Chazoka doesn't score you points. Because it's not really a psak halacha, and you have contradictions in psak. Chazaka really, it throws up its hand and says, we don't know. You know, so this is what you do when you don't know. You maintain the status quo. So maybe it's not so...
But in the Gemara we said, like, two Chazakas against one, basically two wins. That was in Rava, we answered it by...
But that's the Gemara Nida, by the Mikvah. That comes from the Gemara Mikvah by the Nida. The reason
that.
Of a Bryce, yeah, we do say we.
So how do? How does this specific Pnuya Chazaka?
Because when it's a Cheskos Haguf, you could say that when they match up, no other Chazaka even gets started. It's not Pshat, there's two Psakim against one. There's no Psak to mock on a Cheskos Haguf. There's not even a potential Psak. That's what Tyson said. The Cheskos Pnuya, like Cheshiva Klal, Chazaka, come on. And a mikvah is not a cheskos aguf, you have to say, obviously. The idea of tartei l'reusa.
Even against cheskos aguf.
Yeah. But that's what he's answering. You don't say it. His answer is you don't say it against the cheskos aguf. I don't know why you have to say that for. If his teretz is machadesh, that b'mokum cheskos aguf, you don't say tarti l'reyosa. Because b'mokum cheskos aguf, cheskos pnuya lav klomu, it doesn't count. So obviously that was his kash.
But he brought a kash from mikvah, which is not cheskos aguf.
Yeah, because he didn't think cheskos aguf was different in the kash. He brought a riot to this idea of two against one. The idea of two against one is also a Mechudishtik idea and needs a riot. So he found the riot for the Gemara Nida. His teretz is that there's a chilek between Cheskos Aguf and not Cheskos Aguf.
The starting position was the Cheskos Aguf. That was the starting position, which we're sure is the starting point of Rabbi Yeshua. The whole Cheskos Aguf is a strong Cheskos.
But not like having tarte to the Reyosa.
Obviously,
that's obviously.
When you arrive from Mikvah, which is not Cheskos Aguf.
I don't know. I'm there. You want me to explain why he didn't hold up his teretz in the kasha? I can't. You don't see in Taisa that the kasha is based on the idea of cheskos aguf. Tarte l'reusa is a chazoka concept also. It's a concept of Yatzmo. Called tarte l'reusa, two against one. So you say cheskos aguf is stronger. Two against one is not a concept. Because you win on points, it's 8-4. So you say, oh, it's 8-4, but maybe Cheskos Aguf is a 9. So who says 8 against 9? Right? That's not the pshat. We're not dealing with actual psukim and counting up the points, you know, to win on points. We're talking about sedodim. There's a tzad pnuya. There's a tzad harimum l'fanecha. So if you see a concept that you do two against one, it's like sex thing. You have a tzad, you have another tzad. So it's two tzadim against one tzad. So it's two tzadim against one tzad wins. That's tarte l'reusa. That's Taisa's kasha. So here you have pnuya and you have a Taisa's answer, cheskos aguf. Blows away the competition. You don't have a cheskos pnuya, or for that matter, a cheskos taira, or for that matter, you don't have chazokas functioning against the cheskas haguf, even potentially. Okay, we'll stop here.